Hello and welcome to Thursday's GSFM. It is the 14th of July. Can I say hello, bonjour, bon matin, or maybe even bonsoir to our French listeners, because today, the 14th of July, is Bastille Day. It's the French National Day, so happy Bastille Day to one and all in France, and indeed, French people everywhere. Let's see what was happening down through the years on this day. Well, we must start, of course, with 1789. The French Revolution began when Parisians stormed the Bastille prison and released the seven prisoners inside. In 1908, The Adventures of Dolly opened at the Union Square Theatre in New York City. In 1914, Robert H. Goddard patented liquid rocket fuel. Liquid rocket fuel? We call that butchering. Oh, the real stuff for real rockets. All right, okay, well, that was on this day, 1914. 1946, Dr. Benjamin Spock's The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care was first published. 1958, the Army of Iraq overthrew the monarchy. In 1973, the Everly Brothers announced that they were breaking up during a show at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park in California. And finally, in 2001, on this day, Beijing was awarded the 2008 Olympics. It was the first time that China had been awarded the Games. So there we go. Just some of the things happening down through the years on this, the 14th of July. Karen Klausner-Chute is a GSFM friend, and many, many moons ago, I spoke to Karen about a wonderful book that she published. That must have been about 2 years ago or thereabouts. Anyway, Karen, a very happy birthday to you. I hope that you enjoy your day today. You share your birthday with Woody Guthrie, who was born on this day in 1912. I think he was the 38th president of the US. No, not Woody. Gerald Rudolph Ford, I'm talking about. He was born in 1913. Arthur Lawrence was born in 1918. He was a playwright. You may remember West Side Story and Gypsy and many others. And Spencer Davis was born on this day, I think, in 1941. So there we go. Happy birthdays, one and all. Our useless fact for today, I told you that we would be talking about people being airborne and so on. The average number of people airborne over the US at any given hour is 61,000. So there we go. Thank you very much to, I think it was Kieran, guessed 1.6 million. Nah, 61,000 only. Tomorrow, sand and stars. And speaking of stars, I promised you yesterday that I would treat you to a track from Siobhan O'Brien's brand new album. Now, Siobhan is a native of Limerick, in southwest of Ireland, and has been writing songs and has been entertaining people for many, many years. She sent me a copy of her brand new album, self-titled Siobhan O'Brien. She also sent me a copy of Songs I Grew Up To, which is a previous CD from her. Now, of all the tracks that are on the album, on this particular album that I'm talking about, she wrote them all, and she collaborated on some of them. And one of those songs is the one that I'm going to play for you today. It's a song called Brightest Star, and it was co-written. Siobhan and a chap by the name of Eamon Herr wrote this one. Really nice. Take a listen to it. The lovely Siobhan O'Brien.